Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Church, how great.
Good evening, and welcome to Starbright. We're on the air every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Welcome, 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 one and all. Father, my God, we thank you. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Regardless of what is going on, has gone on, it doesn't change the fact that God is great and God is good and his mercies endureth forever. Want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time. Thank you for bringing us to this moment of the day. Thank you, Father, my God, for the air that we breathe. Thank you for the breath in our lungs. Thank you, Father, my God. It's in you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being. Thank you, Father, my God. Lord Jesus, for this time we dedicate it to you. And we ask that you, O Lord, will fill the atmosphere with your presence. You, O Lord, will encourage us on this journey. You, O Lord, will strengthen us on this journey. You, O Lord, will guide us on this journey. You, O Lord, will protect us on this journey. You, O Lord, will do great and marvelous things on this journey that we're on. Father, my God, we're looking to you, Lord. We're looking to you. We have no one else but you. No one else but you. We do not have a plan B, a plan C. We have no other plan. You are it, Lord, for us. You are it. We thank you, Father, my God, for you rescuing us. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for life. We thank you for breath. We thank you that, Father, my God, there is so many reasons to thank you. We praise your holy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Just welcome you all to this moment, this day. You know, we have to reflect on his goodness and his mercies. We have gone through Pentecost, crucifixion, the resurrection, and the Holy Spirit being sent, you know. So I want to encourage you that God is at work. God is at work, you know, and we just have to choose to believe that regardless, that God is at work. Because who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. He has the final say in our lives, in our hearts, in our beings. He has the final say. And somehow or the other, his ways are not our ways. So we just have to lean into him, lean on God, and trust the way he's doing everything, because he's working it all out for our good. He's working it all out. How he's doing the process, my brain is too small to comprehend how God is doing it. But he is doing it all. And we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Let us continuously thank God for everything. You know, for every single thing. Let us thank God. Let us thank God. Let us praise him. Let us give him all the glory, all the praise. I just want to read from Exodus 12. I'm going to read from 1. It says, "Now the Lord gave the following instructions to Moses and Aaron while they were still in the land of Egypt. From now on, this month will be the first month of the year for you. Announce to the whole community that on the 10th day of this month, each family must choose a lamb or a young goat for a sacrifice. If a family is too small to eat an entire lamb, let them share the lamb with another family in their neighborhood. Whether or not they share in this way depends on the size of each family and how much they can eat. This animal must be 1 year old male, either a sheep or a goat, with no physical defects. Take special care of these lambs until the evening on the 14th day. On the 14th day of this first month, then each family in the community must slaughter its lambs. They are to take some of the lamb's blood and smear it on the top and sides of the door frame of the house where the lamb will be eaten. That evening, everyone must eat roast lamb with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. The meat must never be eaten raw or boiled. Roast it all, including the head, legs, and internal organs. Do not leave any of it until the next day. Whatever is not eaten that night must be burnt before morning. And it says, wear your traveling clothes as you eat this meal, as though prepared for a long journey. Wear your sandals and carry your walking sticks in your hands. Eat the food quickly, for this is the Lord's Passover. On that night, I will pass through the island of Egypt. Okay? But I want us to take special note of the instructions. To share if the family was too small with another family, depending on the size of the family. 1 year old lamb, 1 year old lamb or sheep, you know, but or goat, and it must be male. And though, you know, there was quite a lot of specifics that was said. And on the 10th day, and then on the 14th day, so they choose the lamb on the 10th and on the 14th day of the month, they must slaughter and take some of the lamb's blood or the goat and smear it on the top and sides of the door frame of the house where the lamb is to be eaten. And they were told to roast it. They couldn't boil it. They couldn't do anything but roast it. And anything that wasn't eaten, they had to burn. And they was told to wear their traveling clothes. Now, there was another translation that I read. And they were to stand up. They couldn't have like a relaxing time. They had to be in the preparation that they were going on this journey. They had to eat it in a certain way in preparation. All this needed to be done in preparation. In preparation for what was going to come next. We're going to have another song. And I want you to bear that in mind as we go on to the next song. We'll be back in a moment.
My Jesus, my Savior, for there is none like you. All of my days I long to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My shelter, tower of refuge.
shout to the Lord, all the earth, let him sing. Now we were reading Exodus 12 from verse 1. And we're going to go back to that. And it says, Exodus 12 from 12. On that night, I will pass through the land of Egypt and kill all the firstborn sons and the firstborn male animals of the land of Egypt. I will execute judgment against all the gods of Egypt, for I am the Lord. The blood you have smeared on your doorpost will serve as a sign. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. This plague of death will not touch you when I strike the land of Egypt. So the Lord said what he was going to do. He said, the blood you have smeared on the doorpost will serve as a sign. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. This plague of death will not touch you when I strike the land. So, there was a lot in there, but it talks about, because the blood is smeared on the doorposts, then whatever is happening is not, because the blood was to smear the top and sides of the door frame of the house. So because of that blood, it was a sign to, like, almost you could say, like, no entry. It's a sign that says, right, you're covered. That blood covered and did a lot without the Israelites having to do more. All they had to do was stay in that home and stay in that place and eat the food according to what the scripture had said. According. Now, when we go further on, and I'm trying to find it, it does talk about the different sacrifices that people, the Israelites, were supposed to do. And a lot of the times, there was a lot of, like, shedding of blood, and it signified different things. There was a sacrifice for forgiveness. When the people had sinned, there was an animal that was sent out the desert, and that was a sign that all the sin was taken away. There was some blood sacrifices that they needed, another lamb that needed to be slain to symbolize a forgiveness, to symbolize a cleansing, and each one symbolized something in particular. Sometimes, maybe like a dedication, they would all symbolize something. And I'm trying to find it so I can read one of them. But for those of you that know, actually, you'll be aware, they all symbolize, and that blood spoke, that sacrifice spoke. It spoke when the people didn't have to say. From the beginning, God required death in order for us to come near his presence. There was always a sacrifice. Something always had to be sacrificed for us to enter his presence, to get into that inner court, that inner chamber. You know, what comes to mind is, like, it was so, not fragile or delicate, it was so, there was such a sensitivity in the innermost chamber that when I'm reminded of Zechariah, when he went in, there was a rope, and a lot of the priests had a rope tied around them so that when they entered in, if they would stop moving or the bell stopped ringing or something stopped happening, they could drag the body out. Because if they made a mistake, did the wrong thing, they needed to be dragged out, maybe to be saved, and in some cases it was so that they could take the body and bury. So there was a lot of, it was very, very precise, very delicate situation. And you know, in previously, as in read in those in Exodus, it was the blood of the lamb of an animal that was used. Now the Lord sent his son, God sent his son to shed his blood, which is permanently available and is that perfect sacrifice without spot or blemish. Because remember, it says it had to be an animal, you know, that without defect, with no physical defects. It wasn't a case of, you know, if they had an animal that was like, right, I don't think I could sell this to the market, I don't think I could take this or make any profit, or this animal is almost dying, let me kill that one. No, it had to be perfect, without physical defects. And that was very important. It was very, very important. And I'm going to look for it in another translation, just to another translation says, verse 5, the animal you select must be 1 year old male, either sheep or goat with no defects. No defects. So there, it's very important that, and I want us to bear that in mind. Whatever we offer, you know, God, let it be as best as we can. But the Lord has, God has offered his son, which is permanent. And because the other sacrifice they had to keep doing and keep doing, you know. But Jesus' blood is forever speaking. Forever speaking on our behalf. You know, like that blood was speaking, was a blood of protection. God's blood is, the Lord's blood is forever speaking. You know, he shed his blood, which is permanently available and is a perfect sacrifice without blemish. His blood is perfect and has been spilled to make us able to access the throne, to enter into God's presence. I want us to thank God for the blood. For the blood which purifies us, the blood that protects us, the blood that cleanses us, the blood that protects not only us, but our families, our friends, you know, protects us from situations. We don't know what it's doing many a times. And, you know, if we were to see physically, some of us might be very frightened and afraid. But that blood, just imagine what that blood did. When the angel of death was passing over, it protected. It was a sign. Can you imagine what the blood of Jesus is doing over our lives? You know, when we plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves, plead the blood of Jesus over our families, plead the blood of Jesus over situations, circumstances, what it's doing, what it's protecting us from, what it's guiding us from, what is, you know, showering us. Wow, so much that the blood of Jesus is doing. I want us to thank the Lord. Lord, I ask that you would cleanse us. We plead the blood of Jesus over our hearts and minds, over our thinking, to cleanse us and to make us whole because of the blood of Jesus. We confess our sins, anything that we've done, because the blood of the Lamb in those days, you know, everything was put on the lamb and the blood was, you know, so many things that occurred for the confession of sins. So, Lord, we confess our sins. We say, Lord, forgive us where we've doubted you, where we have, you know, just had a wrong thinking, wrong attitude. Forgive us, Lord Jesus. Forgive us things that we may be doing perpetually wrong. Lord, break that habit within us. Break that habit in within us. And Lord, help us. Help us. Make us whole. Lord Jesus, if we're weary, we ask for your strength. Father, my God, we do not want to give up on that which you have started, because Lord, you are a completing God. You are a completing God. Regardless of everything and anything, you are a completing God. Father, my God, we thank you. We focus on you, Jesus. We focus on the cross and all that occurred, all that happened. We focus that, Lord, as you keep reminding me that Moses had to focus just with his hands up, regardless of what was going on, regardless of what was happening, that Moses just had to focus, and part and cross at the right time. Lord, every Red Sea in front of us, you are parting because of the blood of the Lamb. Every Red Sea, you're parting. Father, my God, the fact that we've not crossed to the other side is because we need to wait for it to be parted through and through. Father, my God, give us a symbol, give us a sign so that we can walk to the other side. Father, my God, you are making a way. You're making a way for us. You're making a way for our family. You're making a way, oh Lord Jesus, for everything in our lives. You are making a way. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to have another song, and we'll be back after the song.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I praise you. I give you everything.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart.
Tell me.
I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake.
Sounds good to him.
Have your
we give you our soul. We live for you alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have a plan B, C, D, E, or F. I definitely do not have another plan. It's only the Lord. So we just hold on. I want to read from 1 Kings. 1 Kings 18. I'm going to read from 41. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go and enjoy a good meal, for I hear mighty rainstorm coming." So Ahab prepared a feast. But Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and fell to the ground and prayed. Then he said to his servant, "Go and look out toward the sea." The servant went and looked, but he returned to Elijah and said, "I didn't see anything." Seven times Elijah told him to go and look, and seven times he went. Finally, the seventh time, his servant told him, "I saw a little cloud about the size of a hand rising from the sea." Then Elijah shouted, "Hurry to Ahab and tell him, 'Climb into your chariot and go back home. If you don't hurry, the rain will stop you.'" And sure enough, the sky was soon black with clouds. A heavy wind brought a terrific rainstorm, and Ahab left quickly for Jezreel. Now the Lord gave special strength to Elijah. He tucked his cloak into his belt and ran ahead of Ahab's chariot all the way to the entrance of Jezreel. Now, he says from 40, really, then Elijah said to him, "Go and enjoy a good meal." And he said, "For I hear mighty rainstorm coming." Now, I'm going to look in a different translation. This popped into my mind, my heart. I'm going to read a different translation. Just checking the translation. Because this is for someone. This is for someone. Let me see. Just hold on. It was let me just see, because I okay, 1 Kings 18:41. Okay. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there's the sound of rain." Now I want you to realize there was no rain. There hadn't been rain for a while. There's the sound of rain. So Ahab went up. So Ahab went up to eat and drink. Ahab acted on what Elijah said. He said, "Go and enjoy a good meal. Go and eat and drink, for there's a sound of rain." There's a sound of rain. didn't say the rain was there, but there was a sound. So prepare, get yourself ready for the downpouring. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, but Elijah went up to the top of Carmel and crouched the ground and put his face between his knees. Now I want you to imagine that he had prophesied and said there's a sound of rain and told Ahab what to do. Ahab followed through, but Elijah went to the top of the mountain, top of Carmel, and it says that it was a mountain, Mount Carmel, and crouched to the ground. That other version said fell to the ground and prayed. He put his face between his knees. He got really down to pray. Then he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there's nothing. Then he said, go back. And he did that 7 times. There's nothing. Imagine, there's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. You know, after a few, there's nothing. There's nothing is progressing. Nothing is breaking. Nothing is happening. Nothing. But we're in the fifth, we're almost finished the fifth month. There's nothing. We're coming to the sixth month. There's nothing. On the seventh time. You know, this is for someone. So he went up and looked. He said, and it was the seventh time that he said, look, a cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea. Something so small, you know, because it was looking out over the sea, is rising up. So it was so small, and I want you to put your hand together as a fist and put it high. You know, it must have been really tiny. And he could see it rising up, could see it going up. And from that sign, so then he said, go up, say to Ahab, harness your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. This is not really, as I was walking in, this scripture came to mind. That which was so small, that probably could have been missed or dismissed, to go up, say to it, harness your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Go down before the rain stops you. Wow. In a little while, the sky grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. Ahab mounted and rode and headed for Jezreel. Now, the hand of Adonai was on Elijah, so he girded his loins and outran Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Something so small, something so insignificant, something that looked like could have been missed, but it was progress. And the prophecy was, you know, the rain. And because he said that, act upon it. He says, a little while the sky grew black with clouds and wind. He said, go and say to Ahab, harness your chariots and go down before the rain. So while he was saying that, because he had agreed with that little, what might have seemed insignificant symbol, it became something bigger. You might not be where you want to be, but let us not dismiss the progress that has been made. You know, I say this to you as I say to myself. It may reach that downfall, but because there's progress, we're better off than where we were when there was no progress. And we need to thank God for that which he has started. We're going to, you know, and this is all part of thanking God for the blood, thanking God for all that he did, because it made it different. It made it we don't have to find animals. We don't have to find those things. The Lord's blood is there available for us to access and for us to plead that blood, and it speaks and it does many great and wonderful things. We're going to have a song. And after the song, I want you to listen to it. After the song, we'll be back after the break.
Take me past the outer court and through the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing their praise. Lord, I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the holy of holies and take me in by the blood of the Lamb, and take me into the holy of holies and take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Here I am.
just thank you. We praise you. We worship you, adore you. There's none as holy as thee. Father, my God, as the song says, as the days of Moses pass over, Father, oh my God, King of kings, Lord of lords, we ask for your Holy Spirit, your presence. Father, my God, King of kings, that we would hear what we need to do in this season. Father, my God, and that alone we will do. Father, what we may think, what we may feel, we know. Lord Jesus, we need to hear from you. Father, my God, because your ways are perfect, your ways are just. Father, my God, hide us, O Lord. Pass over us, O Lord. Fill us, O Lord. Protect us, O Lord. Surround us, O Lord. Let only your will be made manifest in and through us. Father, my God, we thank you. Adonai, we praise you. King of kings, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Lord, we just commit these times that we are in into your hands, saying that, Lord, there's time and season for everything, and you are carrying us through to take us where you are taking us to. Father, my God, we will not be overwhelmed in the name of Jesus by situation, circumstance, but you will cause us to be overcomers because of the blood of the Lamb. You will cause us to be overcomers because the presence of the Holy Spirit. Father, my God, King of kings, we are grateful. We soak ourselves once again. We soak everything connected to us, our family, our friends, our homes, in the blood of Jesus. And we ask that, Father, my God, that, Lord, no weapon fashioned against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us, we condemn. Only your counsel, only what you say will stand in our lives. Take all the glory, Lord. Take all the glory, Lord. Lord Jesus, take all the glory. To you be all the glory. Lord, to you be all the glory. We worship you, Daddy. We worship you, King of kings. We worship you, Lord of lords. Jesus, Jesus, we give you all the glory. Father, my God, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we have kind of come to the end of the program, and I'm quite surprised because I've not even done half of what, but we've had a lot of songs, and it's because we need to enter into that place, you know, because there's so much going on in the world. I want us to enter in as I'm seeking for answers for myself and for some of you. I know, I choose to believe that I don't know how, but I choose to believe God is doing the work, and I don't have to understand how. I really don't. My brain is too small. But I know that he's going to give you joy. He's going to give you joy. So stick with it. That which you're believing God for, he's going to give you joy in the morning. So stick with it. Until next week, have a blessed and glorious week, and bye for now.